This is Cinematic Sound on Demand.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Cinematic Sound radio show, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, and it seems like we are the last one to the party, we're going to be featuring the best scores that were released in 2010. It's been about 4 months, so it'll be interesting to relive the film scores from the previous year. As with all of our best of shows, we are not going to tell you what scores we're going to play on the program. However, we will let you know that you're going to hear music from such composers as Christopher Gordon, John Powell, Alexandre Desplat, Danny Elfman, Alan Menken, Bear McCreary, and others. And like all of our best of shows, they are three-hour programs. And during our first part, we're going to feature four scores for you, and then we'll feature three scores in part two and three more scores in part three. So let's get this thing kick-started with music from our number 10 score of 2010. Or is it 2010? I don't know. I'll go with 2010 this time, and maybe our 2011 show. I'll say it the right way. In any case, in at number 10 is music from the remake of The Karate Kid with original score by James Horner. Now, this was one of the biggest surprises of the year. Not the score itself, but the announcement of composer. Originally, remote control composer Atli Arvesen was slated to work on the score, but he bowed out late and Horner was brought on board. Now, The Karate Kid, of course, is the martial arts remake of the 1984 film of the same name. However, this film should be called The Kung Fu Kid. This new film was directed by Harold Swart and was produced by Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And the remake stars Jackie Chan as Mr. Miyagi and the Smith's son, Jaden Smith, who plays The Karate Kid. Now, the original was an 80s classic starring Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso and Pat Morita in an Academy Award-nominated role as Mr. Miyagi. In this film, work causes a single mother to move to China with her young son, and in his new home, the boy embraces Kung Fu, which of course is taught to him by the master, Mr. Miyagi. Now, the score itself starts off with some Americana as the family moves from Detroit to China, but afterwards it really takes some time before anything interesting happens. There's lots of atmosphere and far eastern instrumentation. It's all rather simplistic until you get to the latter half of the album, which is the reason why this score is in my top 10. About 6 minutes into the track called From Master to Student to Master, the score finally comes to life. Horner is so good at this type of bold, dramatic, symphonic writing. No one does it better, and the latter half of that cue really proves it. It's absolutely superb. And say what you want about Horner and his borrowings, at least the guy still writes long, lyrical themes. And then when you get to the last track of the album called The Final Contest, it absolutely blows you away. It's breathtaking music. The main theme really comes to life. There's a slight hint to Conti's original theme in there, but it's all Horner greatness. This is a wonderful score, if only for the latter half of the album. So I'm very proud to present our opening score of our best of 2010. This is music from The Karate Kid. Original score composed and conducted by James Horner. Music from our number 10 score of 2010. It comes from The Karate Kid, the remake of The Karate Kid, with the original score composed and conducted by James Horner. And the original soundtrack recording is available on Madison Gate Records.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our best of 2010. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. We now move on to our number 9 score of 2010, and it comes from the film In My Sleep, with original score composed by Conrad Pope. This is a curious little score from the record label Movie Score Media that is in an interesting mix of Alexandre Desplat meets John Williams meets Jerry Goldsmith. The film is an edge-of-your-seat thriller about a character named Marcus who struggles with parasomnia, a sleepwalking disorder that causes him to do things in his sleep that he can't remember the next day. The film was released at film festivals in 2009, but had a wider distribution in 2010, which is the reason why this score is on our list. The score by Conrad Pope opens containing lovely flute flutters, which instantly brings Alexandre Desplat's sensibilities to mime. The second cue, called Finding Gwen, heads off into more of a War of the Worlds territory, like John Williams' score, with choppy, aggressive, strong ostinatos and pounding timpani with brass bursts. As you get deeper into the score, it gets much more atmospheric, but the orchestral colors are always there. Typically, when you think of atmospheric writing, you might think of drones, long notes, and not much interesting happening musically. Pope, however, always has something interesting going on, whether driving a cue forward with a little electronic backbeat, or string pulses with harp that reminds me a bit of Goldsmith's Basic Instinct. Or, of course, you get those Desplat-like flute flutters, which are always welcome. It's such a pleasing orchestral color. Now, there are a few action cues here and there. Holding the Knife treads closely to Minority Report territory, but don't be expecting massive, blow-your-mind, John Williams-esque action cues here. In My Sleep is not that type of score. It's a small and reflective score. There are bursts of horns and trumpets sprinkled throughout, but Pope has written this intimate score mostly for piano, strings, and woodwinds. The album runs at about 63 minutes in length and actually keeps your attention throughout. If you like any of Alexandre Desplat's smaller scores, then this one might work for you. For me, it's one of the better scores I heard in 2010, and it enters in at number 9 on our countdown. This is In My Sleep, original score composed by Conrad Pope. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to In My Sleep, with original score composed and conducted by Conrad Pope, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Movie Score Media.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the show as we're featuring our best scores of 2010. My name is Eric Woods. I hope you're enjoying today's program. In at number 8 comes from the Walt Disney film Tangled, with original score and songs written by Alan Menken. The film tells the story of the long-haired Princess Rapunzel, and she's spent her entire life in a tower, but when she falls in love with a bandit who was passing by, she must venture into the outside world for the first time to find him. The film stars the voices of Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi, and this was the 50th animated feature in the Walt Disney Animated Classics series. Of course, the story's largely based on the classic German fairy tale Rapunzel by the Brothers Grimm, and the film was made in CGI, although Tangled was modeled on a traditional look of the soft fluidity of the hand-drawn art found in older Disney animated classics. The original music was composed for the movie by Alan Menken, with the songs, their lyrics actually written by Glenn Slater. Menken, of course, is an 8-time Academy Award-winning composer for Best Score and Song Oscars for such films as The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, and Pocahontas. For Tangled, Menken said that he tried to put a medieval flavor on the new songs, mixing in influences like Joni Mitchell, Cat Stevens, and 60s folk rock, although Donna Murphy, who voices the evil mother Gothel, has a flat-out standout Broadway-style number called Mother Knows Best. Now, in the score, Menken stays away from quoting the songs note for note, instead using motifs and rhythmic ideas from the songs in the score, while also supplying new themes and motifs not heard in the songs themselves. The action material is exciting. There's lots of Mickey Mousing, but it's always very colorful. Now, when I first heard this score, I quickly dismissed it as being just an above-average score. But that was actually after only one listen, as I quickly had to get the score presented on my program a few months ago. However, after a fresh listen a few days later, the score revealed itself as a wonderfully written score full of adventure, drama, danger, and romance. Lots of lovely themes are sprinkled throughout, and Menken wrote one of the best cues of 2010, called Waiting for the Lights, a gorgeous slow builder that ends with a wonderful orchestral swell. Now, I didn't really listen to the songs, not a fan of fluffy, Broadway-styled Menken songs, although admittedly I do have a soft spot for some of the tunes from Menken's 80s and 90s animated efforts, so I might revisit the songs sometime later, but I highly doubt it. To me, Menken's score is about as old-fashioned and traditional as you're going to get from a film score written in 2010. It's my cup of tea, it sounds splendid to my ears, it's catchy, it's fun, it's well-written, and I have absolutely no qualms about placing this in my top 10 of 2010. It's absolutely delightful. Here is music from the original motion picture score to Tangled, composed by Alan Menken. Thank you.
heal what has been hurt, change the fate's design, save what has been lost, bring back what once was mine, what once was mine.
Thank you.
That was music from our number 8 score of 2010. It comes from the film Tangled, with original score composed by Alan Menken. The original soundtrack recording is available on Walt Disney Records.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our best of 2010 program. And now we're going to present for you our number 7 score of 2010. It comes from the television show, the first season of Human Target, with original music composed by Bear McCreary. Now, the first season of Human Target received music composed by Bear McCreary. He wrote a sweeping theme and sweeping thematic material for the score, which is much more influenced by a more traditional approach to action-adventure scoring than what he did in Battlestar Galactica, which was really based on more percussive ideas with a more documentary-style approach. What is also really interesting about this score is the size of the music, the amount of musicians used on the program. Each episode in the first season of Human Target featured as many as 30 minutes of music played by an average of 60 musicians, making it the largest group of musicians to play on a live-action TV series in years. And that's according to a recent article in Variety. McCreary is quoted as saying, "The real thrill of scoring Human Target came from the unprecedented creative freedom he was given to create the kind of sweeping, thematic, adventurous score that he grew up with as a kid." And the producer of the show, Jonathan Steinberg, mentioned that the score for the first season is what made great adventure scores great, is that it refuses to apologize. The score that McCreary wrote for the first season was bold. It was epic. For some people, it might not work, but what McCreary wrote was inspired. Big themes, big action material, lots of drama, romance, everything that you'd ever want from a big symphonic action score. And La La Land Records, back in October, heard that greatness and actually produced a 3-CD set of music from this series. Water Tower Music actually released a digital version of this, which was kind of an equivalent of a 2-CD set featuring 160 minutes of music. But the 3-CD set contains extras, alternates, demos, and also features music from the season finale called Christopher Chance, which features an unprecedented 94 musicians for that episode alone. This is a wonderful score, and I'm very pleased to say that this is the only TV score that made our list for the best scores of 2010. It is a Herculean effort by Bear McCreary, and unfortunately, with all the praise for McCreary's music, he was actually replaced as the composer in season 2 as Tim Jones picked up where Bear McCreary left off. That being said, we at least still have the wonderful music on 3 CDs from La La Land Records, and now our number 7 score of 2010 from the television series Human Target Season 1, music by Bear McCreary.
We'll be right back.